here for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is a super short episode where all week long we get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you can go to jschwedelson.com/podcast. And there's a big button there. And you could submit any question you got. And we will try to tackle these mysteries of the world. So let's get into the work question first. We got a question from John from Irvine, California. Do you know what's there that's totally overrated? In-N-Out Burger. There you go. I said it. We don't have In-N-Out Burger in Florida. If we did, I wouldn't go. It's not that great. It just isn't. Sorry. Don't at me or whatever. Best fast food burger? That's not John's question, but it's a Big Mac. I would go Big Mac. You know what's gross? Five Guys is gross. Sorry if you're listening, Five Guys. I like White Castle. I just don't know if that's around anymore. Anyway, go with the Big Mac. What's John's question? Here it is. Jay, we had someone reply to a sales email from 4 months ago, and we were shocked. Now we're wondering if we're missing a ton of opportunities because we weren't thinking about traffic from old emails. Are we crazy? John, you're not crazy, but you're missing a massive opportunity. And I think business and consumer marketers are not really aware of the long tail of email marketing and how you can benefit from it in a massive way. So let me share with you some stats and some data that might kind of blow your mind, and then we'll get into what you actually should be doing. So first off, over 20% of all clicks, whether it's a business or consumer email, over 20% of all clicks on emails will occur after the primary offer expires. What does that mean? You're a consumer marketer. You send out an email. It says 20% off ends Friday. You're a business marketer. It says last chance to register for the webinar that's on Thursday. 20% of all the clicks on those emails are going to occur after the offer expires, after that sale is over, after the webinar is over. People are going to still click on that email. Now, here is the wild part. The lifetime value of new customers who respond to an email after the primary offer date is 200% higher than those that respond during the regular offer period. What does that actually mean? Here's what it means. When you get an email sent to you and you open it up and it's an offer of some kind, business or consumer, you're like, ooh, I really want to download this cheat sheet. Ooh, I want to take advantage of this 30% off offer on the consumer side. And you instantly react, you download that cheat sheet, you take advantage of that offer. You're not really thinking about it thoroughly. You're just like, yeah, I want this thing. I'm going to do it. Now, if you get that email, but you don't respond to it, you put it off to the side. And then a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, you decide, hey, wait a minute. I want that cheat sheet. I wonder if that offer is still available, that discount. You go back to that email in your inbox that you've saved. And now you've clicked on that email and you try to respond to that offer. That is a very conscious decision. That's not a knee-jerk reaction. And that is why the lifetime value of those customers is so much higher. So what you want to be doing, the critical thing that you have to do is a few things. Number one, make sure you're having an offer page that stays up. So if somebody clicks on that webinar offer, where are they going? And when they get there, you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm really sorry you missed it, but here's good news. Here's another webinar you could check out about the same topic. Here's a piece of content you could download about the same topic. Don't worry, we got you. What you don't want to do, which most marketers do, is you take them to a page because you're not thinking about it. It just says, sorry, it's over, which is an epic fail. You lose a ton of traffic and you ruin your brand in the eyes of that individual. And same thing on the consumer side. Oh, you missed the 30% off sale on jeans? Don't worry, we have a new sale on even better jeans, and here it is. That traffic, it's 20% of the overall clicks you're going to get, and the lifetime value is so huge, and you're not thinking about it, and the long tail of email can go on for months. And for your sales emails, always make sure that the person can reply to that email address. If that salesperson's gone, doesn't matter, that those emails are going to be seen and responded to, because it can go on for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, all right? So long tail email is a big deal. All right, now, before we get into the ridiculous question, and this is definitely a ridiculous question, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is the email sending platform that I use. It is awesome. I send out billions of emails, consumer and business, and Marigold is the number one email sending platform on earth. Now, they have a piece of content that is so interesting. I'm all in it right now. It's all about SMS marketing, and I need to learn more about SMS. This is a world I don't know a lot about, and I'm telling you, this piece of content has been so valuable for me. So if you want to get Marigold's new piece of content, which is email versus SMS in 2024, all you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/SMS. That's jschwedelson.com/SMS. And you could download for free Marigold's email versus SMS in 2024. It is awesome. And if you want to know more about Marigold and why they're the best email sending platform on earth, just go to meetmarigold.com. Meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get on to the ridiculous question. Got a question here from Kristen from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Love Hershey, Pennsylvania. Love all things chocolate. I got stuck in an elevator in Hershey, Pennsylvania. That really sucked. I was very young. But you know what? I got out of the elevator. So here I am. Hooray. All right, what's the question? All right, Jay. This is a big one. Kristen wants to know, what are the five best romantic comedies ever? Wow, that's a big question. Now, many of you know I have horrible taste in TV. I also have horrible taste in movies. Shocker, right? Shocker. So what are my, according to me, which is a very important authority, what is the five best romantic comedies ever? I'm going to tell you right now. Here we go. I got my list. Number one, Bridesmaids. Easy. That movie's awesome. If you don't like Bridesmaids, you should stop following this podcast because that's one of the greatest movies of all time. Easy. Wedding Singer, Adam Sandler. I mean, come on. Love that dude. By the way, great underrated soundtrack for Wedding Singer. Really, really good. And I like Drew Barrymore. Sometimes she gets on my nerves, but I like Drew Barrymore. Legally Blonde, all day. The sequel, meh. But Legally Blonde, Reese Witherspoon, great, great movie. Love Legally Blonde. Here's an underrated one. You ready for it? Four Weddings and a Funeral. I love that movie. I think Hugh Grant's pretty funny. And in general, I think that movie is hilarious. If you've never seen Four Weddings and a Funeral, I'm telling you, it's got the J seal of approval. It is awesome. Number one, all time. And I don't know it's really a romantic comedy, but I don't care. It's the greatest movie ever. And that's Mean Girls. I mean, come on. Regina George, the greatest villain in the history of any movie ever. Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco. Great movie. So those are my top five. And yeah, that's really important stuff. All right, listen, before we wrap up here, two things. One, give this thing a review. It helps circulate. It helps get it out there and more people can find it. You could say it's the worst podcast ever. Don't do that. Say it's fine. Say it's whatever. Just leave a review. I appreciate you. And also, register for the free virtual gigantic email conference, guruconference.com. That's my event. 20,000 marketers will be there. It's going to be wild. We will run out of virtual seats. You want to register? Guruconference.com. What are you doing? Stop listening. Go register. I appreciate you. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.